Some people just complain about our state's economy. But Governor Vic Atiyeh is doing something about it.
I'll go for actions rather than words. That's why I'm voting to keep Governor Vic Atiyeh on the job.
Governor Vic Atiyeh is making point-by-point proposals directly to the president to cut the federal budget, for Oregon's sake. He knows cutting the national spending deficit will lower interest rates, helping the housing market, and that helps people in our forest products industry.
But more than that, Governor Vic Atiyeh is working to bring a broader range of jobs to Oregon, to diversify our economy, to make Oregon safe if the national economy weakens again.
Governor Vic Atiyeh.
It has to be done a step at a time. No quick fix will work. We'll be better than before because we'll have safe, secure, well-paying jobs for Oregon.
Governor Vic Atiyeh, a plan that will work, the experience to make it work. Let's re-elect Governor Vic Atiyeh. Paid by Re-Elect Atiyeh Committee.
I'm voting for Governor Vic Atiyeh on November the 2nd. Mr. Kulongoski, Vic's opponent, too risky for me. It's not fair for Mr. Kulongoski or anyone else to gamble pension funds that belong to employees and risk them on business loans banks won't touch. Even Mr. Kulongoski admits the risk is high. Well, Mr. Kulongoski scares me. Sure, Oregon needs more jobs, and Governor Vic Atiyeh has a sensible plan. Vic knows we need strong technical education programs to attract valuable high-tech industry. That's why he pushed for those programs in our schools. Best of all, Governor Vic Atiyeh convinced businesses to pay half the costs of the programs with their own dollars. Now, this alone won't solve all our problems, but let's be fair. Governor Vic Atiyeh didn't cause our national economy to fail. He's working on the solutions. This is no time for Mr. Kulongoski's dangerous approach. Let's re-elect Governor Vic Atiyeh.
Paid by a Re-Elect Atiyeh Committee. Paid by a Re-Elect Atiyeh Committee.
I'm voting for Governor Vic Atiyeh on November 2nd. Here's why. Just last year, Vic's opponent, Mr. Kulongoski, sponsored a plant closure bill in Oregon's legislature, and just at the time when Oregon desperately needed jobs. Fortunately, Governor Vic Atiyeh and experience prevailed, and Mr. Kulongoski's dangerous scheme was defeated. But Mr. Kulongoski's threat alone drove away jobs that outside investment would have created in Oregon. I'm not saying Governor Vic Atiyeh solved all our problems, but let's be fair. He didn't create our national economic problems in the first place. All America is having a rough time. Just look at Washington State or California. I'm just glad we've had Governor Vic Atiyeh's calm, even-handed leadership through the tough times. Mr. Kulongoski doesn't understand. You can't create jobs by scaring away the businesses that provide them. That's why we have to keep Governor Vic Atiyeh on the job. I'm voting for Governor Vic Atiyeh because Vic cares about all Oregonians.
Vic Atiyeh works for Oregon Agriculture, now our state's largest industry, by developing overseas export markets for our grain. But Vic's opponent, Mr. Kulongoski, was rated the worst by the Oregon Farm Bureau.
Vic Atiyeh works for strong law enforcement policies. Vic's earned the endorsement of the Oregon Council of Police Associations. But Mr. Kulongoski even voted against increasing the penalties for drunk driving.
Vic Atiyeh works for small business. In fact, Vic ran his own family business for many years. Mr. Kulongoski is a union lawyer. It's the only full-time job he's held since college.
In 23 years of public service, Vic Atiyeh has earned the respect and support of all Oregonians.
That's why he'll have my vote on November the 2nd.
Mine too. Let's re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyeh.
Paid by a Re-Elect Atiyeh Committee.
I'm glad we have Vic Atiyeh for our governor, especially when you take a look at the states around Oregon. Over the last 3 years, Washington state government cost Washington taxpayers 16% more. Californians are paying 22% more, and in Idaho, they're paying 23% more for state government. But here in Oregon, thanks to Governor Vic Atiyeh, we've cut our state spending almost 10%. Starting with bureaucratic operating costs, which Vic cut by nearly 40%. Vic even cut his own salary 3 times.
What was Vic's opponent, Mr. Kulongoski, doing? While Vic was leading the last special session to balance our budget, Mr. Kulongoski proposed raising our taxes.
Even Mr. Kulongoski's own party voted to support the governor.
We're lucky to have a governor who cares about keeping taxes down and spending wisely. On November 2nd, I'm voting to re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.
Let's be honest. No one in Oregon caused the national recession that's hurting us so much, but Governor Vic Atiyah is doing a lot to help us get through it.
Vic lowered the cost of state government to Oregon taxpayers by almost 10%. That's pretty good when you realize that Washington state government costs 16% more, Idaho government 23% more, and California 22% more.
And where was Vic's opponent, Mr. Kulongoski, during the last tough special session to balance our budget and keep our spending down?
Silent, except to vote no on the plan Vic proposed. Later, he suggested we raise taxes instead. During the last three elections, Mr. Kulongoski has run for three different offices. Now he wants to be governor.
Vic Atiyah served our state with leadership and compassion for 20 years before we elected him governor, and he's serving us well today. That's why I say re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.
U.S. Senator Mark Hatfield is voting for Vic Atiyah. He says,
Vic Atiyah is a tested, true leader. We can trust him. We cannot afford to gamble with untested leadership. Governor Vic Atiyah has been doing a great job under very difficult circumstances.
Democratic Congresswoman Edith Green puts it this way.
Governor Atiyah has better answers and better plans than most governors. Above all, he's been honest with everyone.
And Secretary of State Norma Paulus.
I think it's taken real courage to lead the state of Oregon through the last 4 years. Victor Atiyah has appointed more women to positions of influence and power inside the state system than any other governor.
Congresswoman Green concludes,
even though I'm a lifelong Democrat, I'm voting for Governor Atiyah.
Secretary of State Paulus.
I'm going to vote for Victor Atiyah, aren't you?
Senator Hatfield sums it up for us all.
Vote to keep Vic Atiyah.
Let's all re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.
Governor Vic Atiyah understands the needs of all Oregonians. That's how he's earned the endorsement of these people and groups like
Associated General Contractors Oregon Columbia Chapter, Oregon State Association of Electrical Workers, Oregon Trout Steelheader Magazine.
Vic works for agriculture, for small business, and for strong law enforcement.
Oregon Council of Police Associations, Oregon Home Builders Association, Oregon Independent Retail Grocers Association, Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, Oregon Joint Council of Teamsters 37, Steamfitters Local 235, Operating Engineers Local 701.
And Vic has the respect of his colleagues.
United States Senator Mark Hatfield, United States Senator Bob Packwood, Democratic Congresswoman Edith Green, Oregon Secretary of
State. These public organizations and fine citizens from all over Oregon will join the re-elect Atiyah Committee on November 2nd. Let's all re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.
Governor Vic Atiyah has introduced an all-out, 7-point attack on crime here in Oregon. Vic's plan is realistically designed to protect our senior citizens, our children, our businesses, and to make our families and our property safe from criminals. One Oregonian who's concerned about crime and who supports Governor Atiyah's anti-crime package is Democratic Congresswoman Edith Green.
Crime is a major concern for all of us, and I get very discouraged by some of the ultra-liberals who seem far more concerned about the constitutional rights of criminals than the constitutional rights of victims. Governor Victor Atiyah does not. He has outlined a specific 7-point program to fight crime. I'm not so naive as to think that he can do it by himself. But a good governor who plans ahead will make the difference. And it's one of the reasons that I'm voting for Governor Atiyah.
On November 2nd, let's re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.
When we elected Governor Vic Atiyah, he promised he would manage our tax money wisely. He promised us he would work hard for a better Oregon. He's kept those promises. And when the national recession hurt Oregon so badly, Vic had the experience, the know-how, and the compassion for our survival. We still face difficult times. That's why we have to choose the governor we know can see us through. The re-elect ATIA committee paid for this message from our governor.
The cost of Oregon government is nearly 10% less since you elected me governor. National unemployment is up, but in Oregon, we've held the line since last winter. The truth is, Oregon's finally starting to beat the national recession. But we can't afford mistakes now. Your family's security depends on the honesty, experience, and know-how of Oregon's next governor. That's the difference. That's why I'm asking for the honor of re-election as your governor.
On November 2nd, let's re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah. Governor Vic Atiyah is helping Oregon through the national recession by bringing us new jobs. But his opponent, Mr. Kulongoski, introduced the plant closure bill which cost Oregon jobs. And when he tried to deny responsibility for the plant closure bill, the Oregonian said, Mr. Kulongoski, quote, has not always told the truth, unquote. Former Democratic Congresswoman Edith Green talks about the bill.
I'm really disappointed in the conflicting statements that I've personally heard on that plant closure bill. I have a copy of Senate Bill 830. I can read. I've never had that kind of a runaround and misrepresentation from Governor Atiyah. He's always given me straight answers. And that's terribly important in elected officials. And very frankly, it's one of the main reasons that persuaded me to vote for Governor Atiyah.
On November 2nd, let's re-elect a man whose honesty, experience, and know-how we can trust. Let's re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect ATIA committee.
While it's understandable that United States Senator Mark Hatfield, Oregon Secretary of State Norma Paulus, and former Democratic Congresswoman Edith Green would endorse Governor Vic Atiyah for re-election, let's hear what the independent voices of Oregon's newspapers are saying in their endorsements.
The Oregonian.
We trust the governor more than the challenger to manage the crises and challenges of the next 4 years.
The Lebanon Express.
Kulongoski's ideas for stimulating Oregon's economy are false hopes for quick solutions.
The Corvallis Gazette Times.
Voters should choose the candidate with a record of responsible leadership and give Vic Atiyah another 4 years as governor.
The Medford Mail Tribune.
Atiyah merits re-election.
The Cottage Grove Sentinel.
Another term for Vic Atiyah will be in Oregon's best interest.
The Eugene Register Guard.
We urge voters to stick with competence that has been proven on the job and re-elect Vic Atiyah.
Let's re-elect a man whose honesty, experience, and know-how we can trust.
Let's re-elect the governor, Vic Atiyah.
Paid by a re-elect Atiyah committee.